Welcome back to the Sneaker Onyx podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, and the Mary Poppins of Croydon. Well, Tess, also known as, or formerly known as, at Wavy TMJ. Good. Hello, Tess. I was going to say good evening, good afternoon, but hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. It is the evening. We were going to have a wine and cheese party tonight, but we decided that might have been a little bit close to the bone. And as I put out on Instagram, we've got a new voice, which we'll enjoy in a minute. But first of all, me and Tess would just like to thank Dan for series one. Now, unfortunately, mine and Tess's and Dan's schedules just did not come together, really. And that was the main reason why it's taken kind of so long to get the second series of the podcast back out. So instead, I was like Pep Guardiola. And I was looking at my assistant manager, Tess, and I was looking down the bench at who could be ringing to the Sneaker Onyx podcast. And I looked all the way down and I saw a guy at the end and he had one knee. And I thought, that's the guy. That's the guy that needs to come on the Sneaker Onyx podcast. So welcome mine and your good friend, Mr. Alex Vast. Hello, Alex.
Yo. What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
We're good. How are you?
We're good.
Just to keep everyone in the clear and make sure we are safe, although you cannot see me and I am doing a podcast via audio only, I'm currently doing a PCR test. No, not. That's a lie. I'm currently doing a lateral flow test just to make sure that I am safe because the Omicron variant is running rife through the country, apparently.
Apparently. So I was going to... Oh, as well, take part in the test.
Sorry. If you hear me gag at any point, it's not because I'm involved in these sort of sexual relations. It's purely because I'm sticking something down my throat to test myself.
Well, I don't think I don't think you've got a gag reflex, to be honest. Tess, what's your gag reflex like?
Oh, mine's pretty good, actually. I've worked on it really hard, thank you.
You see, mine is just the worst. I just can't do it all. The first time I had a COVID test...
That's not what Dan said.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. Yeah, we can see Alex.
Dad.
Alex is going deep. Alex is going well deep.
I think that's the wrong hole.
I don't think you test for COVID that way, my man.
See, zero gag reflex, man.
Zero gag reflex. So, yeah.
Your eyes are watering.
No, they're not. Don't lie.
I can see it.
Just the glisten in my eye.
So, yeah, it's been a while since the last podcast, which was, I can't actually remember when it was, Tess, when me, you, Dan, and Quizzy, was it June? You came to Leeds?
Gosh.
It's been a while. So, we had a break for the summer, and it's been a long summer because it's now December the 15th. And like I say, we wanted to bring it back, just couldn't connect timings and things like that. But also, I don't know about you guys, but since summer, I've struggled with the level of product that's come out. Like, Tess, have you been picking anything up this past 6 months?
No. What was the last time? The patterns. That's it. I've hardly bought anything. Obviously, not having Instagram, I have blinkers on. I don't really see much unless I look for it or I speak to you lot about it. But in all honesty, not much has really piqued my interest.
No, I mean, you mentioned a pattern. Can we just say what a bloody release that is? As me, as an Air Max 1 enthusiast, I am beyond over the moon with how good they came out. Every single colorway. People weren't too keen on the maroon at first, but I tell you what, once you got it in hand and you saw the fade in the paint on the... Oh, God, what a shoe, man. Pat smashed it. Smashed it.
Do you know what? When I first saw the patterns, I was a bit like, oh, I don't know about that waving mudguard. It kind of bothered me a little bit. I was like, oh, what have they done? Like, because patterns smash everything. I was like, oh, I'm not too sure about these. And then saw a few pictures and then... I was like, no, these look good. And then me and Tess went to Offspring to pick our pairs up and obviously got them out at Offspring. I was like, no, these are the real.
Was that the Monarch colorway?
Yeah.
Colorway.
What a colour, man, honestly.
No, they were banging. I thought the aquas were not so exciting to me, but the maroons, I think that I wish I had got them, actually.
Okay, so answer me this, yeah?
Yeah.
The Monarch colourway, obviously stunning shoe. But yep. What is it you like about the shoe? Is it the colourway or is it the design of the wave on the side?
It was because a combination of the two. Because like I said, the aquas didn't actually... Because I think I had a choice. So I went for the Monarch because I thought I liked the tone of the orange. I think it was sort of, at the time, it was we were all getting autumnal anyway. The aquas, I thought, was too muted, and I preferred the OG aqua colourway, which was more aqua rather than this sort of muted blue. But obviously, these sort of simplistic waves, I think that, for me, it was just banging. It's just, it is subtle, but it's... I don't know, it was so different.
See, for me, you know, as someone who, like I said, is an Air Max enthusiast and kind of works in footwear retail as well, I remember the Air Max 1 Curry being re-released, what was it, 2, maybe 3 years ago now? And that sat. That completely sat everywhere. I remember picking up a pair for about £40 in the sale.
I was going to say, they went into sales. I think I saw them at £35.
Yeah, so it's like, it kind of, it shows the strength pattern. But then in terms of the colourway, I don't think he's too dissimilar. It's a shame it's not a video podcast. I could probably show up a picture of the two, but do you know what I mean? I don't think it's too dissimilar, but you were right that, you know, the autumnal kind of vibe to it. In terms of the aqua noise, I actually preferred that blue to the OG blue, like the OG aqua.
Yeah. It's quite bright as the aqua, isn't it?
Yeah, probably the same as everybody else who owns the Aquas in comparison to the rest of that OG pack. I've never taken my Aquas out of the box, and I probably won't for a long time because I'm not really that arsed about wearing them.
Oh, I love mine.
For me, and we're not going to get onto like shoe of the year or anything like that, because obviously we'll do something maybe in a week or a couple of weeks' time on that. But I've always liked my trainers to pop a little bit, and I think the orange just pops for me a bit more than the blue. I like, obviously, I've always loved the stuff from Patter anyway, but they're from Holland. So the orange, Holland, Patter, that had that little connection for me. That's why I like the orange. And I mean, the biggest thing for me was just getting them out of the box and seeing the materials. Just because I don't think...
They are really good.
I don't think you could pick that up just off the pictures. And like you said, with the maroons, I wasn't too bothered for maroons and still myself... I probably wouldn't wear that mix of materials. That is it, leather with a bit of mesh and things.
It works though. It works. It really does work. And I think, like I said, I think they've done a fantastic job on it. You mentioned briefly about like not getting into kind of whole like the shoe of the year kind of thing. One thing I will say really, really briefly is obviously at the time that we're recording this is that Offspring have just kind of put out their shoe of the year kind of review of the year. And, I was actually going through some of the comments and, you know, engaging with some of the people and in the DMs. And it was really interesting to see some of the feedback. And I think they've done a really, really good job of what they're doing this year. I think it works really well in this format. And in all honesty, it's nice to see, you know, a retailer of that size do something like that. Because it's multi-brand.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's shoes in there they didn't even sell.
Yeah, there's the SB packs and things like that, yeah. And
yeah, it's quite good to see in it. And
the Champions League knockout style, like bringing it all down and people get to vote, I do like that. And I love, actually, just on the Monarch, that was paired up, I think, with the Amar Manez freeze.
Yeah, and it's no. Yes. Currently, as we're speaking, it's winning.
Is it?
Right? No!
Yeah.
So that was just like, there's a couple in there and I was like looking at them and I thought, oh, is that like a black and white? The Panda Dunks were up against.
Yeah, so I raised that in the comments because the Panda wasn't actually a part of it at first. And I kind of made the point of saying purely on the volume that shoe has done this year and like across all retailers and the fact that, you know, pretty much everyone has a pair and still when they hit the shelf, they continue to sell out. I think it definitely needs to be in the conversation. I'm not going to say it's issue of the year, absolutely not. But it definitely needs to be in the conversation.
If you want to talk about a shoe of the year for the people, in quotation marks, because let's be honest.
CP Company Adidas.
Well, I mean, that's... No. I'm talking about the black and white panda dunk. Tess is choking. Right, okay, cool. Oh, I love that. No, because that was not a shoe for the people, because there was like 450 pairs or something. There was like hardly any pairs to get. But
in terms of feeding the masses.
Yeah, because nobody can get their hands on it. People, you've got to either be in the know people, or be super lucky. But that Panda Dunk was accessible to 99% of people. You didn't have to put in too much effort to get a pair.
Yeah, what I liked about it as well, and what I still like about it is, like, everyone knows, you know, I'm quite vocal about the fact I'm not a dunk person. I'm not massively into them. You probably won't see me wear them ever. I maybe own two or three pairs. But what I will say is that it's nice to see people using that shoe as a beta shoe and other people using it as something if they're going to go out. Like, there's a real variation of how people are wearing it, which just shows to me how widespread the shoe is and how versatile it is. Like, you can wear it to just batter and go to a festival if you want, or you could wear it if you're going to go out for dinner and, you know, maybe put something slightly more smart casual together.
So I've seen some cool customs on it as well, like people aging it and things like that. So that's like shoe of the year. It'll never get to that because it'll always be something like what boiled down to shoe of the year last year? It was the Travis Dunk and there was something else.
That wasn't a COVID test.
That wasn't a COVID test. Not out yet. I know it's not out yet, but I know there's images everywhere of it. But what do we think of the size dunk?
Not seen it.
I have seen a few pictures. I've not seen some proper close-up pictures yet. But I like the details that it's got on there.
Tessa, I'm about to WhatsApp you a picture of it, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
And for those of you that don't know, we've probably skipped over Alex being on the podcast, but for those of you that don't know Alex, I feel like we should actually properly introduce you a little bit. Alex works, do you want to have a little self-intro of what you do at the minute?
Yeah, I'm a full-time money man, part-time skanker. Obviously people will know me from working for Size. Some people might know me from doing the
Love Island beforehand.
Some people might know me about doing Love Island commentary, but most people know me just from being an idiot on Instagram stories usually. I'd like to say I've got too much time on my hands and that's why I'm such an idiot, but the reality is I have zero time on my hands and I still find time to be an idiot.
And that's the way we're
That's like. Me.
You're amongst a bunch of idiots then. Where's this dunk?
I'm getting it now. Sorry, mate. I'm not as quick as you with technology, innit? What's been going on, though? Like, you guys haven't done a podcast in ages. Like, what's been going on in your lives? Like, anything new? Anything happening? Anyone had a baby? Anyone got a haircut? You know, anyone been to a restaurant?
I've been to many restaurants.
Yeah. I've had a haircut. I was actually booked in for it to go blonde. I was going to get it bleached blonde today. And then I got told off and said, if you look like Beach Bond on Christmas photos, I will not be happy. So.
There is only one male I know that has dyed their hair bleach blonde and it's looked good on them. And that's Thierry from Visionarism. You might see him on Instagram called T McFly. He is one of my biggest homies and he looks like the ultimate Bond villain. Anyone who doesn't know him, check out his Instagram. He's a sick photographer. He's got unbelievable shoe collection. You know, it's really, really good in terms of like creative kind of agency that Visionarism is. But he looks like the ultimate Bond villain. And now his hair is completely blonde. It's even more so. If he is in the Bond film, then there's an injustice.
I know Thierry, but I've not seen the blonde hair yet. So
my thinking is, right, I just want Danny to do it because... if it does go to shit, I'm going to laugh my arse off. So I'm fully encouraging this. And by the way, those dunks, I think they're sick.
I reckon if you dyed your hair blonde, you look like the Milky Bar Kid.
There is pictures of me round with bleached blonde hair back from 1999. What were you doing in 1999, Alex?
do it, you need to do it, and then someone needs to get you a really, really small cowboy outfit, and then you can go to a fancy dress party as the Milky Bar Kid.
I've already got one of those, so don't worry about that.
What, the cowboy outfit?
Podcast. That's a different podcast.
Is that not the trainer podcast? No, I did see Luke from Size and Binzi on the Size previews, and they were absolutely buzzing about getting to do a dunk, because not many people get a chance to do a dunk collaboration. So they've done a really, really good execution on this. The stitching,
they look like teddy bears. They do look like teddy bears.
A little bit, yeah. I think the colourway is really good. Stitching, obviously got the stitching around the swoosh and the exposed foam on the tongue, which has been, I don't want to say overdone a little bit, but it's still a great show. I'm still, well, I might go from, have we got a release date for that yet?
No, nothing.
Everything's
there's
just
a lot,
been
there's a lot more imagery appearing online now, though.
Yeah. So, Alex, have you been picking up stuff? Obviously, working in store and seeing lots of product in hand. Is there anything that jumps out at you? Because I remember when I used to work in a trainer shop many moons ago, you'd look at something and then you'd look at it so much that it had two effects. You either got bored of seeing it or it grew on you. So,
you know what? Funnily enough, I've kind of not really picked up much this year. Well, up until about October, I hadn't picked up much. I think maybe 4 or 5 pairs. I don't know. I was kind of not really too sure. I don't want to say that I was putting myself on the ban, but there was nothing that really screamed at me. I did pick up all 4 pair of shoes. I was incredibly lucky enough to be able to double up on 3 of the 4. I'm currently chasing that 4th double up, just because I know that they're shoes that I, anyone who knows me knows that I will wear my shoes and I will batter them.
Yeah.
Not because I don't have any respect for them or not because I'm not a collector, but I just like wearing the shoes. You know, most people always get onto me about how often I wear my Atmos Elephants. And the reality is I'm never going to pay £1,000 to replace that shoe unless I win the lottery. So I might as well just wear it. I love it to pieces. I might as well just wear it. And considering how much I've worn them, they probably, I'd say, still 8 out of 10.
I wore mine to Laces Out the other week. And one of the reasons why, the middle leather, it was a little bit rainy. And I thought, they're just a great shoe to wear. And people looking at me going, are you insane wearing those? I was like, wear middle leather, it's fine. They'll wipe down, not a problem. It's just a shoe.
If you don't wear it, it's just going to sit there and crumble. I've had so many pairs of shoes that have crumbled. So, but yeah, the patterns I've picked up, I did pick up 2 pairs of Sakaya Vapor, Sakaya Waffles, not Vapor Waffles, just the normal one, the LD Waffle. One was the Grey Fragment one, and one was, oh, sorry, I picked up the 2 nylon ones from the year before, because I was actually after those, and they, you know, they kind of came into my possession at a good time. I'm trying to think what else I've picked up. A lot of kind of like random little bits and pieces. Anybody, like I said, who knows me knows I love a Reebok ExoFit. So I've picked up a few pairs of them. It's just kind of because I batter them all the time.
Do they come into store? Yeah, do they come into size?
No, we don't get them. JD get them, but there's a bit of a shortage at the minute. But I think generally I haven't really picked up much at all. But there has been some phenomenal product out this year. Like, phenomenal. New Balance have had sensational year. Sensational.
Yeah.
That New Balance... I always say the guy's name wrong, but is it
Salembri?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that blue, is it water
Water Beater?
Yeah. I don't know the actual...
Yeah.
I think that might be my shoe of the year.
We know which one we're maybe talking about.
I don't own the shoe. I wish I did. I passed up on it at the time when I shouldn't have. But I tell you what, I see people wear it all the time. You know who I see wear it a lot? A guy who works in Proxied called Moses. People might know him on Instagram as that Moses.psd.
Yeah.
And I see him wear it, and every time I see him, a little part of me inside is like, oh, you bastard. Because they're
Water
so
be the
good.
Guys.
Water be the guy. The box is sensational.
Yeah, yeah. No, I paid resale on it, but I didn't pay much on top of it. And I tell you what, I think you're right. It's probably the shoe of the year for me.
There was 2 colours, wasn't there? There was that and there was a brown colour. That was blue is every time I come on something. Good.
What are you wearing right now? That's what I'm interested in. Yeah.
Victoria's Secret new range. But the obviously the kind of big and tall. Not because I'm tall, just because I'm big. Mainly around the arse and the thighs. Oh, my feet. Sorry. I've got a pair of Reebok Extra Fits on actually.
What are you on?
I'm on. Do you like my socks though?
What kind of rules do you have in your house?
No rules in Tess's house. Anything no rules.
Danny's wearing Crocs. 100%.
I don't own a pair of Crocs. I've got a pair of Puma Suede.
Okay. Why?
Actually, I want to talk about Crocs. I've got to talk to you about Crocs because we're talking about Salehe Bembury. Salehe Bembury is coming out with his own Crocs.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Have you seen it?
They look quite cool. They do look quite cool.
They're quite sick. Like, you've seen it. It's like a thumbnail print on it. And that's what the whirls are on. So, question is, I've never worn Crocs. Don't do Crocs. I've got narrow feet, so I think I'm going to be flapping around like a fish. Do you wear Crocs? Would you wear Crocs?
Right, so I've always kind of been anti-Crocs. Not for any like particular reason. I've just never really liked them. You know, my daughter's got a pair. I see loads of people wearing them in the hospital. They tend to wear them in Five Guys as well. So I see them quite often. But I was actually given a pair for free a few weeks ago. I was gifted a pair. And they are comfortable. They're weird. Yes, it's funny because last night was the first time I wore them in my house because my daughter had hers and she was like, oh my God, you got Crocs too. Like, what's going on? So I put them on and yeah, they're a lot more comfortable in sport mode. If you don't know what sport mode is, that's when the strap's down at the back of your heel, of your Achilles.
Yeah.
so you can just slide into them.
They are quite comfortable. For me, they take a lot of getting used to, but I'm not massive on wearing shoes in the house, man. Like, I like just walking around in socks or barefoot. Like, I don't know. Maybe that means I'm a bit of a caveman, but...
I don't know. I've got wooden floors, so it's just cold. These suedes are my house shoes. I just wear them around the house. But I can't...
Even Stussy has collaborated with Crocs. They had the Real Tree camera. And I have to say, they're pretty cool, but I still don't do Crocs.
I can't...
You would have had those Post Malone ones. With all the spikes on the front and stuff. That seems like a bit...
I did like those, you're right.
There you go.
Alex, you know I like the worst shoes. Alex always sees me wearing god-awful shoes. Well, what you think is god-awful shoes?
MJ Balvin's, oh my God.
Oh, I love my Balvin's.
Terrific shoe, man.
They're not.
When I look at that shoe, I feel like that's what life would look like if I was on acid.
I look down at them and I go, they're such fun.
Nah,
I mean, that's a way to put it, but I think you're stretching it a little bit there.
Oh, look at you. Come on. Go get your hair blonde, then I'll listen to you.
Okay. No, I can't do the Crocs, and I can't do what are the Yeezy Crocs called at the minute?
Oh, the foam runners.
Runner, I just.
Or the Yeezy slides. The Yeezy slides are nuts, man.
I think the Yeezy slides are nuts. Yeezy slides. The foam runners look like some cartoon.
But you have to go like three sizes up.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, I tried to buy a size 3. Not too long ago, and it turns out I needed a 6, not a 3. Like they're massive. I know people that are size 8 wearing a size 12. It's insane.
How can
they get it so wrong? And that, why would they get it so wrong? Because they know that obviously a shoe is a shoe is a shoe, and yeah, you can have a discrepancy between an Adidas and Nikes of one size, but three sizes?
I think it's down to the mold of the shoe. Because obviously some people's feet, like you could be a size 3, but some people's feet would be slightly fatter at the top. And I think it's a lot to do with the mold of the shoe. I don't know if it's so much to do with the length.
Is it to get your foot in? Like sometimes
it's about the width.
Yeah, they look quite rigid. I did see a lot of people have seen it, but there was a viral video of a guy who was wearing them around the pool, and he was obviously running and slipped, and his foot went the whole way through it. So the slide was round his ankle, and they had to literally cut it off because it was so tight.
I'm not going to say that happened to me on my honeymoon in Italy, getting off a bus in the Amalfi Coast, where I just stepped off the bus on my flip-flop, the Haviana flip-flop, just the classic one from back in whenever I got married, 2008. And I slipped off the bus and the same thing, the little, you know, like the little thong thing snapped through the bottom, and it just went straight up, and it was like round my calf. And I like...
This has raised quite a good point. Are we sliders or flip-flops?
Sliders.
I've always been a flip-flop person. Always been a flip-flop. And even like the showers when at football and stuff, I'd be wearing a flip-flop in there. I think sliders is a very, very new, cool, wearing with socks kind of thing from the past 5 years. And
I've always been flip-flops, you know. I've always worn flip-flops. However, I remember doing something called Instagram Stories a couple of years ago, and it was people like Ediz that got involved, and I was like, man, I just don't understand the hype about sliders. And I've got about 4 or 5 pairs of sliders now, and I do wear them around, like, you know, if I'm wearing something around the house, it will probably be a pair of sliders, or if I'm popping to the shop or whatever. But I don't know, I do, when I'm on holiday, I feel like I need to be wearing a flip-flop and not a slider. It's really weird. People have this thing about, you know, the kind of thong bit being between your toes, but I don't know, man. Like, I think it's all right personally.
Back in the day, obviously there were Nike Rifts, weren't there? And you put like your big foot,
the big toe and the rest of your toes were separate.
And the rest of the other ones. But did you ever see? I had a pair of the 5 where you put all 5 in each single one.
Oh, Vibrams.
Then Vibram when they first came out. Yeah. And they were just. First time they came out, they were just something like completely different. And that's, well, a little bit like the train scene at the minute. Everyone wants to be the same. Like, but back then, it must have been like 2004, maybe 5. And it was at the point where everyone just wanted to have something different on the feet. Everyone had Nike Rifts, and I saw these. I was like, nah, I'm having them. Something different, something to be. Oh, what have you got on your feet? Which I got a lot of, what the have you got on your feet? More than, oh, look, they look cool. But
here's a question for you. Seeing as though this is somewhat of a Christmas episode, if you were to buy a pair of shoes that dropped this year for someone else on the podcast, what pair of shoes would it be and why? But it can't be the traditional go-to for that person. So, for example, you couldn't buy me an Air Max 1.
Oh. Do you know what? I buy Tess. And this might be a bit of an obvious answer from me, but I would get the Spezial Marathon 86. And Tess is looking at me going, what? Have you seen? Do you know which ones they are?
No.
What do you mean, no? They are...
Why would I look up a Spezial? Sorry, northern people that might be listening.
Most northern people are listening. They are the bright yellow, like, luminous yellow runner, like classic runner.
Yeah, sounds boring.
What?
I know I'd get you. Bass, I would have to get. I would. Do you know what? I saw something today. It's not out yet.
That's what I'm getting you, Tess.
Oh, please don't.
Because it's something you'd never wear. And you're like Jay Balvin's bright and silly. So.
Yeah. Well, I've got something for Bass, but it's not out yet. I don't know when it's out, actually, because I spotted it today.
Something out this year, you're just bending the rules, but go on.
No, yeah, of course I'm bending the rules. Rules are meant to be broken. Okay, it was a Jordan 1, and it's called Atmosphere. And it's patent, and it's pink. Wait. Give me a little bit of space here. It's pink bubble gum, but it's also got what's supposed to be a bubble gum mark.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's got and it's navy blue. And I have to say, I think they're flipping sick. And I really love you to have them and you to wear them.
I mean, I can quite easily give you a pair of Jordan 1s with a piece of bubble gum on the bottom if you want.
Like, no. It's the pink patent.
Bubble gum it is.
No. It's about the pink patent. Because I know that will really offend you.
I hate patent on shoes.
See, there we go.
You know my thing with patent? It's like, it reminds me of girls and glitter. Like, and just shiny stuff. It makes me think that you were doing something that day and you were distracted by something shiny. That's my view on paint. I can't stand it.
Alex, that is me to a T. I love glitter.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Patent leather reminds me of the only gay in the village. Do you know, like when Matt Lucas has got the red suit on? Like that.
I am from Clenbrethy.
Yeah, that is patent leather. So,
do you know what? That outfit that he wears isn't too far off that Jordan 1 bread that's coming out, you know?
Oh, yes. No.
I need to find an image of it now. That is so good.
So Alex,
I've got another one. I've got one for you there, Danny.
Go on then.
Because you've slated it, and I have to say, you know, I wish Dan was here. Are you all right there?
Oh no.
You're looking up someone in a bin bag. You all right? Okay. Alex is having a fit. Okay.
Just in case Danny, Alex doesn't realise that this is an audio.
Okay. So I would say I want you to have the Armand Meniere's one, because I know you think they're really, really boring. And they are very, very much a classic. I love the vintage outlook. I loved the snake skin. And I have to say, I'd like to see you wearing something a bit cooler.
Cooler, thanks. Do you know what, with the Armand Meniere things, is I've kind of made a rod for my own back that I've got to say that they're boring and stuff like that. But obviously, I kind of play villain with it a little bit, because I know it winds a few people off, which I kind of like. But the ones were really good. I think I love the cracked leather. I couldn't tell what texture. I thought it was like a suede or something like that to begin with. But I couldn't quite see the texture on those. But the Armand Meniere Jordan 3s, which I slated, and again, kind of played the villain, especially on when we sat down. Who had the Armand Meniere 3s in the mid year as their shoe of the year so far? Quezzy.
I was
going to
say, probably Quezzy.
Oh, might have been Quezzy, yeah.
Quezzy, Dan. What did you pick, Tess? I can't remember now.
I don't know. I do remember having a raging hangover. Nothing new, but I don't remember.
But what I've loved this past since they've come out is just winding some of the panel boys up, especially who just cream over that shoe. Just saying, oh, just a basic Jordan 3. Not even bothered. They're just a plain Jordan 3, which obviously not. You know, the materials, that quilting on the inside of the shoe. Have you two got pairs?
I'm not three personally.
Yeah, they're not.
But the quality, I've seen them. The quality is top notch.
Yeah. Really, really good. So yeah, if you were gonna swing me any shoe, and you're gonna swing me an Air Jordan 1, I'm a man. Yeah, I'd probably appreciate that. I don't really wear high tops either, so.
Oh, so no.
I'd go completely left field, and it wouldn't even be like a hype release. It would be something that's readily available in the shop right now. It's the Converse Runstar Hike. It's what all the female influencers are wearing, yeah.
Are they the ones with the really thick soles?
That's the one, yeah.
I should have seen that. I should have seen that adding a couple of inches coming. I don't know why I didn't see that one coming.
Daddy always needs a couple more inches.
Yeah, it's a really popular shoe, to be fair, mate. All of the young female influencers are running wild in it. So
really,
he would look like a flipping gnome.
are they the new dunk?
Is that what no, they're nowhere near the new dunk. But Yeah, that's what I'd get you.
There was a lot of young female influencers running around in Dunks very recently.
Well, that's because that's what was popular, isn't it?
That's the switch up. There was one thing that's like been on my mind actually as we've been like talking, and it's something that we've kind of brushed upon a little bit. But is it trainers or sneakers, or is it something else?
I think what you might need to do is just change the name of the podcast to like just your pronouns, and it could be trainers, sneakers, trainees.
Trainers, sneakers, trainees.
Yeah, that's what I tried to change the size column of the Instagram page. I tried to change the pronouns to trainers / sneakers, but it didn't work.
Oh, you mean on the Instagram page? Yeah, I don't know if you can. I've never even tried changing it, to be honest. Because what's it for you, Alex? Are you a trainers, trainees? It's very Liverpool from up north. I think trainees is always, I associate that with people from Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah. I think because I work in the industry, I say sneakers. Well, sneakers is the term that's thrown around a lot. I say trainers. Yeah. I mean, I'm born and bred in London. Do you know what I mean? And I've always only ever said trainers. I never grew up going, hey, Dad, will you get me some new sneakers? It was always like, Mum, can you get a new pair of sneakers?
I grew up in America, so it's all sneakers.
So your sneakers?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It was, hey, Dad, could I have some sneakers?
And what was the answer?
I remember probably would have got beaten up by my dad if that sentence had come out of my mouth.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I grew up in Dallas, so we had no uniforms. So, of course, our uniform of choice is sneakers.
That's a lie. If you grew up in Dallas, your uniform was most definitely a cowboy outfit.
Dallas Cowboys outfit.
No, isn't Dukes of Hazzard from Dallas as well?
Oh, I don't know. What a car. Because this is one that I get often. People come to me and say, why is it called the Sneaker Annex? Which is a bit of a mad one, because I don't use the word sneakers at all, apart from saying the Sneaker
Annex. Trainer Annex doesn't sound as good though.
That's where it came from. So when we started it up with Lance, God rest his soul, we just couldn't. I know it's fine. I'm only joking. He's not really dead. I'm only joking. We tried just getting the annex, but it didn't. We couldn't get it for Instagram. It was already taken. So it was like, mm-hmm. We needed something. And then the trainer annex didn't work. Which, you know, I actually really like the trainer heads. So the trainer heads guys. The trainer heads works, I think, as a title.
Yeah.
But
you should call it the shoe loft.
Shoe loft. I mean, yeah. Should have changed that. But yeah, I just can't say sneakers. I cannot bring myself. It just doesn't roll off the tongue for me. And I don't know if that's a northern thing or if it's just a UK thing, I suppose. I associate everyone who said sneakers with people from America and people from London, but obviously.
Two things now that you've mentioned that, northerners and southerners. One, that's irrelevant. By the way, my COVID test has just come back completely negative. So once again, I am COVID-free, as always. Secondly, did you see that that image that came out from Monzo, the bank, which shows that London is the only place in the country that we shop more in Pret than we do in Greggs?
Right, okay. I mean,
I know it's not footwear related, but obviously, you know, because you're northern, and I've seen a lot of bad mouthing of southerners online because of this. You know, there was comments like, if you had any more reasons to hate people from London, then this was another one. And I need to jump to our defence. There are a lot more Pretz in London than there are Greggs.
Well, do you know what? I was going to address this because I can't remember going to London and actually seeing a Greggs. I don't notice a Greggs.
Listen, there are a lot more Pretz in London than Greggs. Pretz are essentially, like, there's the same number of Pretz in London as there are foxes. They're literally everywhere. So, yeah, that's
like
the reason.
I'd like to think the Pretz are cleaner.
You know what? It's the reason we shop in Pret more. And it's also partly because they offer a subscription of £20 a month and you can have up to 5 coffees for free per day. And I'm going to jump to our defence again and I'm going to say that the reason that why people from London get Pret subscriptions is because if we see a homeless person in the evening and we've had 4 coffees already, we go, hey, would you like a coffee? And then we give them to them. Now, I want to say that's true, but I don't think it is. But that's the reason I want to say that we shop in Pret more than we do Briggs.
I mean, so
and,
do you...
And also, there's a Pret closest to size, not a Greggs.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
The closest Greggs is about a 15-minute walk from size.
Where is it?
God, it's not... I don't know the name of the exact road, but it's just by Great Portland Street Station.
Oh, that's miles away.
So I've got a question exactly. for you, though. So you walk up and there is, for some bizarre reason, there is a Greggs next door... to a Pret, what are you going in? Mm-hmm. Regardless of your...
Greggs cheaper.
Yeah, well, of course you're going in
and, Pret, and also because Pret doesn't sell sausage, bean and cheese melt. And that's the only thing you should be buying from Greggs.
There is
I don't want to hear about steak, bacon, chicken, bacon, all this other nonsense. Sausage, bean and cheese melt. Keep it simple.
I don't mind a steak bake. I'm not going to lie. I don't mind a steak bake. But here's an interesting fact. It didn't always used to be really Greggs. Nice. It didn't always used to be Greggs. It used to be Thurston's round Yorkshire. It was never Greggs. Still the same squares.
Craig's,
yeah. Jeff's. Because Greggs was always, I think I'm right, and I don't know what this has got to do with trainers or sneakers, but I think I'm right with saying Greggs originated in Scotland, and then they took over. It was like a franchise thing. And then all my Thurston's turned into Greggs. But... interesting fact, if it is even a fact, but it's got...
Okay,
it's
exactly. Got... They were started in 1972 in Arthur's Hill, Newcastle, under the name of the Greggs, I quote, seconds shop.
See, I mean, Newcastle's almost Scotland, so I'm like almost right.
Tess, you're like that woman on Countdown.
Harold Vorderman.
No.
Oh, Rachel Riley. No.
I was about to say, thanks.
No, not Rachel Riley, no. Not with yeah, a Theosaurus in the dictionary.
Susie Dent.
Yeah, might be her, yeah.
What do you mean, might be her? It is Susie Dent. Come on.
Yeah. But yeah.
Do you know what? I bet in just to bring it back, I think there's... I don't know how many Pret's there are in Leeds. There's one in the station. There might be one in town. But there's a million Greggs. So,
all right, cool. So, Boris Johnson walks into Greggs. What is he ordering?
Vegan sausage roll.
Absolutely
no.
not. He's not.
No, but he's telling the press that's what he's ordered. That's the difference. What is he ordering? He's just going to go for it. He's in the morning, he's getting a sausage.
Jam sandwich. Donut. It's going to be a jam donut.
Oh, he's getting a couple jam donuts.
Yeah.
He's the guy on the train that eats and there's just crumbs everywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like it's like he's in the pastry.
Well, he's a jam donut.
I reckon he's getting a festive bake.
No, do you know what? No, Boris Johnson's a jam donut, but when you bite into it and there's no jam, that's the disappointment.
Yeah, but he's not just getting a donut. He's not just... Boris is walking out there with a few items. He's got a carrier bag. He's not got one of the little, like, paper bags that you walk out with. He's got a carrier bag.
Can you tell me what a festive bake is?
It's a pastry with festive stuff inside.
It's got to be, like, turkey and bacon and cranberry. Must be.
And Christmas spirit.
Well, in pastry...
You can put anything in pastry.
Oh, that sounds rank.
Do you know what, Tess? I'm going to order you one online and send it through.
Thank you.
That's going to be a really good example, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I live in the sticks, right? Can you deliver a Greggs in London? There you go.
You can deliver anything.
Of course you can. Yeah.
I don't know what Deliveroo is. I don't subscribe to that stuff.
But you don't have to subscribe. It's not YouTube.
Well, you know what I mean. Subscribe.
Okay, here's a question.
Go on then.
Okay. If you think about the releases, say, of the last 2-3 years, because obviously we have to throw out COVID, are there any shoes that you think will be nostalgic in, say, 30 years? You're going to look back on that and go, that was an iconic shoe. Now, obviously, we've got all these, obviously, with Virgil passing, all these problems with Travis Scott and what have you. Are there any shoes that you're going to go back and go, look, they were defining, they were changing, they were groundbreaking, and now this is a nostalgic shoe. This is something that everyone should have.
Can I just, before we go on, just, I don't want to brush, like, for everyone listening, we are not keeping to a format that we've done before with news and releases and stuff like that. We just wanted to change it up a little bit. But I didn't want to just kind of brush over the Virgil thing because I think it is... I've owned a pair of Off-Whites, but I think, obviously, what he's done for the last... When did the 10 come out? Was it 2018?
I think it was 2017, 2018,
somewhere like that. I don't own any of the shoes. I know Tessa's got a few pairs. Alex, you an Off-White? You've got any bits and bats?
Yeah, I've got a few pairs, yeah.
Yeah, but how do you
know? I think in all honesty though, Dan, it goes beyond footwear. I think the impact that he has had made personally on so many people in the younger generation, so many people that are designers and stuff. Like I know personally, like shoe customizers that have been reached out to by Virgil, like sent something, even if it was just sent by his team and not him personally. I think the lasting impact that he's had will be something that we won't see for a long time coming.
I agree.
And I think now when people look back, I think a lot of people mocked the kind of the 50 dunks that were released at first. But I think now when you look back, everything kind of makes sense as to why things were done. I think it's going to be a long time before we see anyone have an impact the way he has.
I actually will put it out there that I didn't pick up any of the 50 dunks. But that was one of the best releases, just as in how it was done. And I never got picked on sneakers. I never got them or any of that. But just that, right, it was a lucky dip. You got sent a message and then you would get one of these 50 dunks. I thought it was just a really good and a refreshing way to release a shoe rather than it just being done through. I thought that was a really good activation for 2021, whatever it is. But... Yeah, I just didn't want to brush over and think for people to think, oh, we're not doing news or looking at relevant things. Because obviously it was, like, as you said, such a massive impact for so many people. Even myself, like I say, I don't collect Off-White. I'm not, but I appreciate trainers. I appreciate the trainer world. So you can't not appreciate what he's done over the past 5 years or whatever it is. So,
very important. With knowing that you didn't really like them before, I mean, obviously I've got a fair collection of them anyway. I don't think it's changed my appreciation of them because I've always loved them. But now it's made me sort of think, oh, am I still going to beat this to the ground? I mean, I'm like, my shoes are wrecked. But now I'm kind of thinking they've become something of a higher value, not financially, but to me, because there's not going to be this continual sort of putting out of shoes from Virgil. I think for me, I've got this new, I don't know, appreciation of and love of something that I've always loved. And it's like, I think it's for me, will have this sort of nostalgic representation going forward for a lot of people. Because they're going to think about when the 10 came out and how exciting it was and all the WhatsApp groups. And, you know, I think that was when Instagram started exploding as well. So I do think, you know, we're going to look at those and have a different appreciation than we did maybe 6 months ago.
And just to wind it back into what you originally asked, Tess, I think that some of those shoes will definitely, I think the 10 will go down in that like in 20 years, I'll remember when Virgil Abloh did those original 10 shoes and chopped them up and flipped the Presto inside out and put the different swoosh on the 90 and the little tags and chopped up a Chicago one, 100%. And it's almost like artists, you're like painters and things, you're like, when they pass away, it's almost their art becomes more valuable and things like that. I think there's an element of that to it as well. So going back to what you say, what shoes from the past few years are going to be like relevant and you look back and think, oh my goodness, they are iconic pieces in years to come. I think that original 10 definitely will be there. 100%.
Yeah, I think also that the women's four is one shoe that so many people to this day that just they would pay silly money for, and I think that is a shoe that will kind of stand the test of time. I remember what I remember the impact that it had at first, like just, you know, the 10. Because I remember Foot Patrol for literally a week or 2 weeks was completely taken over as just an Off-White collection center. And they're like, to have that impact on a retailer, granted Nike probably paid Foot Patrol X amount of money, but to be able to take over an entire retailer for like a week to 2 weeks, that's a huge impact.
Yeah.
Huge. I don't know anyone else that could possibly do that now. And yeah, so I personally, I think the 4, and obviously, you know, iconically the 1 as well, the Chicago 1, that's one that kind of, you know, people will talk about for years and years to come.
I think the other ones that maybe, other pairs aside from Off-White Virgil pairs, I've had mine on today. I think the Chunky Dunky will go, like people remember that Ben and Jerry's. I think they could be a pair that people look at.
Pardon? I thought they were naff, man. I didn't really like them. Yeah, I got the concept of it and that. I was just like, it's just a ridiculous.
Do you know, of all the pairs from that we've been collecting over God knows how long, and especially since doing like the Sneakronics and being online, and that is the pair of trainers where non-trainer people have been getting in touch saying, where do I get those? Do you know that they had a wider impact rather than our little sneakerhead circle, for want of a better phrase?
Sorry, I hate to cut in here, yeah, but I feel like we've completely glossed over the fact that you have your own shoe. We've completely glossed over the fact that you have been asked by a retailer to design your own shoe. You are one of 12 people to do so.
I mean, yeah.
Like, are you just kind of humbly go, oh, I mean, it's nothing like that. That's insane. I mean,
it was
everyone asked me to design a shoe. Thank God, because it would just be OG MX1.
yeah. No, I mean, I can't thank the guys' attitude enough for reaching out and saying, do you want to design a shoe? It was just, I mean, we went through, where do you start? Because I always thought it was one of those things that it's what you want. You'd love to design your own shoe, but I just didn't even know where to start. And so I spoke to Tess quite a lot. We had lots of conversations. I spoke to, there's a guy at work who's an artist. He has a little, like I do the trainer thing on the side. He's got his own gallery on the side. He does things like that. And yeah, that's where the licorice dunk. Well, I talked to my kids as well. The kids wanted something to do with sweets. So it all kind of came round. I started thinking about like myself in Harry's position at 10 and 11 years old. And then my grandma and granddad, and it just all came.
Aren't you the same height?
The concept. you can't see the gesture that I'm throwing up because it's an audio.
They're two fingers.
it says a little bit about your age as well, the fact that you've gone for licorice all sorts.
What do you mean, about my age?
Like, it's not Bertie Bassett that it's built, like designed off of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying it says a little bit about your age because, you know, I mean, you're considerably older than I am, and I wouldn't have gone for Bertie Bassett. Like, I've never grown up eating them sweets.
But do you know what it was? Is that my grandparents lived next to where they were made, so I would go, like, they would get like A4 cardboard boxes, maybe about, you know, 5 centimeters deep, and it was all the odds and ends. I used to get 50p pocket money. And we go and get like these big boxes of
50p pocket money. You're showing your age now, big man. 50p? You can't even get on the bus for that now.
You still can up north, mate. It's just down where you live.
Tess, if you were to design a shoe off of a confectionery item that you love, what confectionery item would it be?
Oh, that's so hard. Because I'm a chocolate fan rather than a sweetie fan. So I probably would have gone for a dairy milk of some description.
Are you also the same kind of person that gets a ham sandwich and a bottle of water with ready salted crisps as their meal deal?
No, I don't do meal deals.
Dairy milk? This is the plainest chocolate you're going to get. All right, it's good, but Jesus.
Yeah, but that's what I like. I like to suck on a square of dairy milk.
For someone who dresses as eloquent, as extravagantly as you do, I would not have put you down as a dairy milk person.
I'm not a big sweetie fan.
Kinder egg, all the way. That's what I'm basing my shoe off, the Kinder egg.
You should have done it then.
There is no better chocolate.
Did you see that Clark's used to do those shoes that had the toys in the sole? You could get Hot Wheels.
Again, massively showing your age.
Oh, hold on, they're not that old. I'm going to show you them.
I wonder what the demographic of your podcast is, because Jesus Christ, stop listening to the radio.
Wait. Shoes.
If anyone is out there listening to this on their Walkman, do let me know.
Oh God, can I say F off?
Maybe you could get your Walkman in your pocket because it was too big.
I can't remember.
Hold on, I can't Clark still do it.
No.
Yeah, so they do.
So why can Clark's put toys in shoes?
Hold on.
The cereal companies can't put them inside cereal.
Just in case you don't swallow your shoes.
I mean.
Yeah. Hold on. Asda do it as well.
Asda in shoes.
Yeah. Look. I can see frozen shoes with a frozen doll in the bottom.
What?
No. Yeah. Maybe the toy is frozen in the shoe.
No, I think you can actually access it.
See what I did there? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah. Well, we brought you in to be funny, and that was just that you just killed me.
I want to talk about Love Island.
I've got a joke I can tell you if you want. I can tell you a joke for the podcast.
Go on then.
What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
Oh, if you say Anna 1, Anna 2, then that is just the worst.
Bingo.
That is just... Man, I thought you were better than that.
What did the buffalo say to his son when he was leaving him?
Hello.
Bye, son.
Please.
No. I'm here all day, guys. I'm here all day. Anybody wants any more dad jokes, please just jump into my DMs. I've got them for days.
My favourite ones...
I was born to tell dad jokes.
My favourite ones, what's black and white and eats like a horse?
A zebra.
You didn't give me a real chance to answer it, to be fair.
Sorry, test jumped in before you.
So, question. I'm going back to shoes. Okay, talking about your immaturity, I know you've got your eyes. Yeah, exactly. You, not you at the bottom. Home Alone forums.
What about them?
I think Alex.
Alex must have them in store. Did you get them in store? In
yeah, stands? We've got them, yeah. The concept's great. But... Do you know my biggest beef with Adidas?
Go.
And I love Adidas as a brand, but they batter shoes, man.
No, I get that.
It's like... They pick one silhouette and they just go wild.
Yeah.
Do you know how many pairs of forums we've had this year?
Oh my word.
We've had so many. They've got the licensing for so many good collaborative shoes. But some of them, they just don't hit. They really, really don't hit. Like, what's nice about the Home Alone is that it comes with two sets of insoles, which have got a different imagery on them. And it's great. It's nostalgic. But again, it's not a mass market shoe. That's only going to appeal to a certain age group. For me...
Age group.
Yeah, I don't think... People don't care about Home Alone now.
Well, because I sat down with my kids, who were 8 and 11, and said, right, let's watch a Christmas movie. And they went, can we watch Home Alone?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think kids care about Home Alone now.
Really?
I think people care about Home Alone, and I think they do. It does resonate as a Christmas movie, but I think the forums don't. I think.
Well, for me, the biggest, now my biggest go-to with the forum launching it would have been the fact that it was the last shoe that Michael Jordan wore before he went to Nike. That would have been, that's what I would have gone out with. But it just seems as though, like, I don't know. There's just so many of them. It's every single colour. Like, I don't think they sell anywhere near as well. I think once you see that the seasonal sales come Boxing Day and stuff, I think you'll see them in sale in most retailers.
Yeah, I didn't know how well they were going to sell. And there was some, I think Adidas, or there was a few places dropped them before size did. And they all went, like you couldn't get a pair. So I was like, ooh, these might be quite hot. So I've actually, because I do like the monthly giveaway on the Sneakonics. So if you don't already know, you can sign up to monthly giveaways. And I give away a pair of shoes every single month. But
it's not a fix, apparently.
It's definitely not a fix. But I've got,
There's only four people that enter in it, so it can't be a fix. It's just like rotating the four people that win.
It's Sean 1, Sean 2, Sean 3, Sean 4.
Sean, never guess of it. No, but, so,
if you're listening, Sean, hi.
So for various reasons, which I've been through already, I'm on to giving four pairs of something away. And so this month I'm giving four pairs of Forum Home Alone's away. So I've got four pairs coming. But I entered raffles. So I thought these are just going to fly off and then end up winning every raffle. And I was on shelves. But they're still a cool little thing to have for £2 a month or whatever it is that people pay to enter them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so, just, for me, I don't see which shoe the forum is competing with from other brands. For me,
Do
you know what I mean? That's how I kind of marry shoes up. Like when I see, especially when I see them from a store perspective, I go, "Oh, okay, cool. Adidas are going to push this year. What is that going to compete with in that market?"
Yeah.
And I don't see where it competes because obviously Jordan. Just, you know, you cannot compete with it at the moment. It flies out like hotcakes. And Is it really competing with Air Force One? Because it's also a court basketball shoe. That I don't think so.
The Air Force One's been a staple, hasn't it?
I'd even go as far as saying I think maybe Blazers sold better this year than Forum. I'm not knocking the shoe. I think there were some really, really nice colorways. The first few that they dropped, there was a nice green. There was obviously the OG colours.
Yeah.
I saw some people online with Forum Lows where they cut the strap off and it looked really, really nice. I don't despise the shoe. I just think you don't need that many pairs of Forums. I reckon we've probably, in size, can't a bit at the minute, I reckon we've probably got 24 pairs of Forums on the shelf.
Different colours. Yeah.
I think when you oversaturate something, you don't want it. That as well. If it's too much in your face, I mean, in all honesty, I do have that with hype. If I see everyone wearing something, that'll be put away for months, if not a couple of years.
Let me play devil's advocate to your argument.
Okay, go on.
We flood the market with Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
You think they're not going to sell out?
Oh, they're always going to sell out. But the thing is, I'd say the forums are different.
You're saturating the market with specific product. Dunk has been saturated this year.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing Nike drop a shoe with that many different colorways in one calendar year. In fact, I would love someone to be able to tell me exactly how many different Dunks have dropped this year. I've never seen it in my life, anything like it.
Are they coming out with one? Is it next week? The solstice?
It's tomorrow.
I think they're the 21st of the solstice, because that's the day of the 20th. No, I think they're dropping tomorrow. It'll have the 21st of the 12th, because that's the solstice day. But that's what day they should have dropped it, really.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. It is insane.
But to flip it back to Virgil, is that the Virgil effect on the one? Because I remember Jordan 1's 2015, maybe before that, would be on the sales racks. They would not sell out.
No,
and is that the Virgil effect? What changed?
I saw the uplift in Jordan sales after that last dance documentary. That's when I noticed it really take off across all different silhouettes. As soon as that documentary hit, people were like, I need Jordans now.
Yeah,
Save the Last Dance. Get him off.
That's the movie.
Someone come and get your mate. Save the Last Dance.
Just got last, I won't mind. I've probably watched that documentary maybe 3 or 4 times.
Alex, yeah, don't put baby in the corner.
Yeah, more than 3 or 4 times over the years.
Wait, don't put baby in the corner. Isn't that a different film? What's going on in this podcast, man?
So, just to get back to trainers then, is there anything out this week that we've seen that we think, right, I actually picked the forums. I get the saturated. I do like the little twist on it. I like the little extras, the little lace locks. And they're a bit of fun, and it's Christmas, and it's Christmassy. So I actually like them. Materials maybe, but like a little bit of corduroy in the mid panel. I don't mind them, to be honest.
How's it Christmassy? Isn't that based on the sun?
What?
What, solstice?
No, the actual thing, but like the sun in it.
Home Alone, how's Home Alone not Christmassy?
No, I'm talking about the dunk.
The dunk is solstice. That's basically, it's the shortest day of the year. So,
like crystals and stuff now, are you? And like
No. I'm talking about summer, winter. It's basically going to be the longest night and the shortest day of the year. So the day after solstice, it's like almost like the journey back into summer, because it's going to start getting longer days, shorter nights.
Nah, I don't know what you're about. I'm not having it.
Yeah, I've been to Stonehenge.
Stonehenge?
he's never been outside the M25. Come on. Oh, no, you did come to Leeds once.
My garden. Let me just go in my garden where I've got like a sundial in the middle of the garden.
Someone's got a sundial in the garden.
Jesus Christ.
Do you not have a sundial in your garden, Tess?
No.
Oh my God, you've actually got a sundial in your garden.
No, I don't actually. I've got a bird bath though.
Oh, for God. Wowzers.
Tess definitely sits in the garden and feeds the squirrels.
Oh, yeah, actually, I've got one called Squeaky.
How did you know this?
Wait, did you tell him?
No, I didn't tell Alex about this.
Jesus Christ, I'm good at reading people, man.
Yeah, literally, I've got... Here's my friend, Squeaky.
Tess has a pet squirrel, and that's not an actual gray squirrel. Yeah. How did you guess that? That is just mad.
Let me get off here.
So Tess is having the dunk for this week. I'm going to have the forum. Alex, what have you got? Anything good coming out this week?
Honestly, no, man.
It's not.
No, I don't think so. Like, I can't think of anything that's happened this week that I'm massively into. Maybe the Yeezy 350 Beluga 2.0, the reflective. Yeah.
I have to say, I was going to mention it and I thought I'd be slated. I have to tell you, I'm so happy they're coming back.
Yeah, I'm not unhappy. It doesn't offend me. I'm not unhappy or happy with it. I can't think of anything else that's really, really kind of coming out. Obviously, the Jordan 11 Cool Grey, but I don't like Jordan 11s. Man,
I 100% thought you were going to say the Black Patters.
Yeah, but they didn't come back this week. That was last week.
Well, they dropped on sneakers today, didn't they?
Yeah, it doesn't really count. They've already released in pattern last Friday.
Oh, okay. For us that don't live in London and can't nip around the corner on our lunch break to pick up a pair.
That's because you're too busy in Greg's.
Thurston's. right, folks. So I think it's kind of late tonight. So I think we're going to end it there for this week. And I say this week, I'm not saying it's going to be an every week podcast, because trying to get mine and Tess's time was difficult enough. Alex, as he has already mentioned, is about the busiest person in the world. So as much as everybody wants to podcast every single week, we'll try and do it. Might not always be possible. It might be that we do something else, or but you're just gonna have to wait and see. We're gonna keep it fresh and mix it up a little bit.
Is it just Sean, 1, 2, 3, and 4 that want the podcast every week? That's from your Patreon.
I think it's Sean all the time. Ask for it, Alex. Anything to finish on?
Have a lovely Christmas. Stay safe. Sanitize your face and wash your hands.
Tess.
It has been emotional.
It's been emotional. Right. Cheers, guys. Bye.